number 15 today. We're going to read the first 10 verses. Luke chapter 15, there's actually three parables of Jesus. And of course, parables are just stories really that Jesus told that would present spiritual truths, help us to understand spiritual truths better. Jesus used close to 40 of these parables in the Gospels, all of them to convey spiritual lessons, spiritual truths. And in Luke chapter 15, the spiritual truth, the main theme, the single theme really, in each one of these three parables is that men are lost and need to be saved. The lostness of mankind, the condition that men are in our world, lost and in need of a Savior. Let's read here, Luke chapter 15. Then drew near unto him all the publicans and sinners for to hear him. And the Pharisees and scribes murmured, saying, This man receiveth sinners and eateth with them. And he spake this parable unto them, saying, What man of you having 100 sheep, if he lose one of them, doth not leave the 99 in the wilderness, go after that which is lost until he find it? When he hath found it, he layeth it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he cometh home, he calleth together his friends and neighbors, saying unto them, Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost. I say unto you that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth, more than over 99 just persons which need no repentance. Either what woman, having 10 pieces of silver, if she lose one piece, doth not light a candle, sweep the house, and seek diligently till she find it? And when she hath found it, she calleth her friends and her neighbors together, saying, Rejoice with me, for I have found the peace which I had lost. Likewise, I say unto you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repenteth. So these first two parts of this, actually this is one parable in three parts. All of them with the single theme of lostness. The lostness of mankind. You say, well, I thought it was a lost sheep. Well, you can see that with the lost sheep and the lost coin, that both of them are being told to depict lost people, because at the end of the parable, he says, just like this lost sheep is found, there is rejoicing in the presence of angels. There's rejoicing in heaven over one sinner that is found, one sinner that repents and comes to the Lord. Now take note of the fact that Jesus is speaking to publicans and sinners, and he's getting some criticism for speaking to them, but notice here that it says that they drew near to him. There was something attractive about Jesus to the lost. And I'm sure it was his love for them. It was his reaching for them. It was his compassion for them. But they were drawn to him, and he was receiving criticism for that. Publicans, of course, were some of the most despised people in Israel. They were Jews that were being used by the Roman government, hired by the Roman government to collect taxes, and so they were often corrupt and were extortionists, and they were despised because they were looked upon as they were traitors, collaborators with the Roman government, and they just that they were hated and looked upon as the worst of the worst. The publicans and the sinners. This is the crowd that Jesus is speaking to when he gives these three accounts, these three stories to relate the lostness of men. May God help us to never have the attitude of the scribes and the Pharisees, that we look down our noses at the lost, because we know that we also were lost in our sins. We also were desperately in need of a Savior. And when you see that person lost, instead of looking at them with a critical eye, and I understand when you see people in their sin, and I see it all the time. I mean, sin ravages people's physical bodies, and the way of a transgressor is hard. People that live a life of sin, it's a hard life. You can see the effect in their life of the harshness of sin in their body. John Bradford, who was a 16th century preacher, he reportedly saw criminals being led to the gallows to be hung. And it was recorded that he said this, and people have quoted him for these hundreds of years when he said, "There go I, but for the grace of God." That's me, if it was not for the grace of God. And folks, we need to be reminded again today that Jesus Christ came into this world to save sinners like you and me, lost and hopeless. And we should never have the attitude that we are better than them. It's only but by the grace of God that we are not falling into the same awfulness and the same traps. And I don't want to have the attitude of the scribes and the Pharisees. But instead, sinners were drawn to Jesus. And may we have in our own heart, in our own spirit, such an attitude that those that are lost would be drawn to us. That they would not run away from us, but they would be drawn to us and desire to know the Lord that we know. Amen. We all need to be reminded of where we came from and the awfulness of the sin in our life, and but what for the grace of God that we were pulled out of that. Praise God. Even the Apostle Paul said that Jesus came into the world to save sinners. And he said, "And I was the chief of sinners. I was the worst of sinners." We all need to be reminded of that when we think about the lostness of mankind. Now, all of these stories relate things about lost people. Not every lost person is the same. Not every lost person has the same heart condition. Certainly they're all lost and need to be saved, but they're not all the same. And so Jesus gives these accounts so that we can understand a little bit more about lost people and how to reach them and what heart condition that they have. First of all, this lost sheep. The shepherd leaves the 99 behind and goes out and searches for that one lost sheep. And we all are like that sheep. All we like sheep have gone astray. But it's helpful to know a little bit about sheep. Sheep are, they're harmless for the most part. They're not threatening at all. They're just little woolly creatures. And sheep are followers. I mean, if one goes off the cliff, they'll just all follow. And sheep don't walk in straight lines. They're not good followers at all. That's why they have to have a shepherd to direct them and to lead them, because they actually walk kind of in zigzags. They won't follow a straight line. They have to have a shepherd to lead them. They have a very keen sense of smell. Sheep can smell water a long way off, and they will go to water. But if the water is running swiftly, they won't drink from
that they're fearful of it. They're fearful animals. They're fearful of running water. That's why in Psalm 23 it describes, he leads me beside the still waters. That's the sheep. They don't have any sense of direction. They have to have a shepherd. They easily stray away from the right way. But the sad thing about a sheep is that when they get lost, they know they're lost. They realize they're lost, but they can't help themselves. Many times, a lost sheep will just lay down and give up. My, what a lesson it is. There are some people that recognize that they're lost. They recognize that they need to be saved. They recognize that. But they know they're lost. They know they've messed up. They feel the guilt of it. They're convicted of their sin. But in their despair, they just give up. They don't think they can do anything about it. And they just, like the sheep, they just lay down and give up. What do they need? What does that lost person need? That lost person needs grace. That lost person needs someone to come and to find them and to pick them up. And like Jesus, and we've all seen the picture of Jesus with a little lamb over his shoulder and carrying that lamb back to safety, and that speaking and comforting the little lost lamb as he goes along. And this is a lesson about some lost people who are lost. They know they're lost. They're convicted. They feel guilty, and they feel hopeless in the situation that they're in. What do they need? They need to be rescued. Amen. They need someone to come and to demonstrate the love of God to them, to pick them up out of it, and let them know, listen, you can know the Lord. The Lord cares about you. The Lord will help you. The Lord can bring you back into a right relationship with the Lord. Galatians chapter 6 kind of gives a little bit more of a description of this. If a man is overtaken in a fault, or he's overwhelmed with his condition that he's in, he's overtaken in a fault, either spiritual, restore such a one in a spirit of meekness. You come to them and with gentleness and kindness and love, and you reach out to that lost person. They don't need to be reminded of their sin. They know they're a sinner. They don't need to be reminded that they have failed. They know that they have failed. They just don't know how to help themselves. They're like that lost sheep that's just lost and has just laid down and has given up. Apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 2 also gives a description of how the kind of response we should have to that person that's in that lost condition. 2 Corinthians chapter 10 or chapter 2 in verse 7, he says, so that contrarywise you ought rather to forgive him and comfort him, lest perhaps such a one should be swallowed up with overmuch sorrow, overwhelmed with sorrow. That person that's lost. There are some people lost. They know they're lost. They don't know what to do about their lost condition. And they need you and me to be like Jesus. To search them out. To find them. To love them. And to pick them up. And to comfort them. And bring them back to the Lord. Amen. That's the lost sheep. Amen. And then there's the lost coin. You know, the coin is an inanimate object. It doesn't even know that it's lost. And there's some people, not like the sheep. The sheep knew he was lost, but didn't know how to help himself. But the coin doesn't know it's lost, doesn't know that it has great value to its owner. You see, that coin, the Greek word for that coin was drachma. It was a coin that was worth about a day's wages in that time. So it was valuable. It was valuable. You can imagine a day's wages. How, if you lost a day's wages, you would feel like you had really lost something.
And so apparently there were like 10 coins that would go on a bracelet or a necklace that was usually given to a bride-to-be, kind of like someone would give an engagement ring to a bride-to-be, but instead it was 10 coins. It was usually worn on their head, around their head, and it was a symbol. I'm engaged. I am betrothed to someone. And so it was really, really valuable to this woman. That's why that when it's lost, that she gets out the light and she gets out the broom and she starts searching. Now the coin doesn't know it's valuable. It doesn't know that it's even lost. It doesn't know that it has any value at all. There are a lot of people that they don't even recognize that they are lost. They don't know they're lost. Jesus died for every one of them, but a lot of people that in their lost condition, they're oblivious to their spiritual need. They don't recognize that they need a Savior, but the Lord cares about them. He's searching for them too. He's pursuing them. He's reaching for them. They don't know that they're lost, but they do need a Savior, and they need someone to search for them. Amen. To give the gospel to them. Amen. Jude verses 22 and 23. And some having compassion, making a difference, and others save with fire, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. And so there are some people like the sheep that know they're lost but can't help themselves. And they need someone to come and loving and mercy and pick them up and show them that the Lord cares about them and that he'll bring them to them. Some that are lost, that they don't even know that they're lost. They don't even know that they need a Savior. They don't even know that they need God. And that's why we are called of God to carry the gospel to them. We're called of God to reach for them and to let them know that they need Jesus, that they need a Savior. The third lost thing is the lost son. That's the most familiar of the stories in this parable, the story of this prodigal. It's very familiar to us. This young son comes to his father and says, "Give me my inheritance." So he's presumptuous in the first place to ask, and pretty bold to ask for his inheritance before his father is even gone. But he comes to his father, "Give me my inheritance." The father gives it to him. And then he goes into a far country. The Bible says he wasted all in while living. The prodigal, the word prodigal just means waster, waster. He has lots of friends. He's having a big time. It's just one big party in the far country. Until a crisis comes. And simultaneously, he runs out of money and he runs out of friends. And the Bible says, no man gave to him. He's in a crisis. And suddenly, he finds himself all alone and in a desperate situation, needing help. No man gave to him. And the worst of it is that he finds himself working among the pigs and the hogs. And for a Jew, it's the most despicable, awful thing for them to work among the unclean animals. And that's where he is. So this lost person is the person that's lost and doesn't want to be found. He's lost and he's enjoying his lostness. He's spending his time in the world. He's lost and desperately in need of a Savior, but he don't want to be found. He's enjoying his sinfulness. You know some like that? They know they're lost, and they could care less. They know they're lost, and they're enjoying their sin. He doesn't want to be found. He likes the world. He likes being lost. And that lost person is
only going to be found when a crisis comes. He's only going to come back to the Father's house. It's only a crisis that's going to bring him back. The Bible says that he's in the pig pen. He's in this lowest place that he's ever been. And the Bible says he came to himself, or he came to his senses and recognized, what have I done? Where am I at? My Father's servants has more than I have. And he had this awakening, this awareness. Amen. He came to himself. Some lost people are lost and they want to be lost. They want to live in their sin. They want the pleasures of the world. And they don't want to come back to God. They don't want to live right. They're not interested in the things of God. And it is only a crisis that wakes them up, that helps them to see that they need the Lord and that they need to be saved. Now, we're tempted to enable those that are in that condition, but it's kind of a tough balance, because during a time like this, if you enable them too much, if you do too much for them, it's like you're enabling them in their sin. Or if you ignore them and do too little for them, it's like you're unloving. It's a delicate balance there. But I believe this is a great example from God's word that reminds us that some lost people are like that lost sheep. They're condemned, they're convicted, and they need the Lord, and they know that they need to be saved, but they need someone to come and help them, to pull them out of the mess that they're in, to show them love. You don't have to remind them that they're a lost sinner. They know they're lost. They're living under the guilt and the condemnation of their sin. They just need someone to come to them and give them the message of the gospel and the love of God and pull them out of the situation that they're in. Some are like that lost coin. They're lost and they don't even know that they're lost. And they need the message of the gospel. They need someone to pursue them and to search for them and to give them hope through the message of the gospel. But some are like this lost son. They're lost and they're happy to be lost. They're lost and they're okay with it. And that's the person that you have to pray and wait for them. Notice in the lost son that it's much different, because with the lost sheep, the shepherd goes out and searches for that lost sheep. With the lost coin, the woman lights the lamp and gets the broom and searches for the lost coin, but nobody goes searching for the prodigal. Nobody goes after the prodigal. The house is there. The father's arms are open. He's longing. He's looking. No doubt he's waiting. He's praying. He wants him to come home, but he doesn't go searching for him. There are some people that are lost in their sin, and they enjoy their sin. And they want to enjoy that lifestyle and that way. And the only thing that will awaken them is the pig pen. The only thing that will cause them to see, I had it so much better at my father's house. The only thing that will cause them to return to the Lord and get saved and turn to Jesus is a crisis in their life. So what do we do for that person? We pray for them and we wait for God to work in their life. We pray for them and we ask the Lord to deal with them. And we don't interfere. Sometimes when we see them going through and struggling and going through the crisis, and we think, I need to help them. I need to reach out to them and help them out of the mess that they're in. But no, don't interfere with what God is doing. God is using the crisis to bring them back. He's using the crisis to awaken them to their spiritual need. So don't interfere with that. Amen. The woman went after the lost coin. The shepherd went after the lost sheep. No one goes after the prodigal. They just wait and they pray and they ask God to work in that lost person. All around us, There are lost people. But we have three examples here in these parables. People are in a different spiritual condition. Their heart condition is different. And we need to have a sensitivity to them and to those that are lost. And they know they're guilty. They know they're sinful. And they feel like they can't pull themselves out of it. They have no hope in the situation that they're in. And that's why God has called us to be like Jesus, to pick them up, to put them on our shoulders, to speak words of comfort to them, let them know, Jesus, he does love you. Yes. He will forgive you. He will restore you. He'll make it as if you've never sinned before. He'll justify you. He will do that for you. Or like that lost coin. Some of you know people like this, that they're oblivious to their spiritual need, as if they don't even recognize that they need God in their life. It doesn't even come across their thinking in their life. They're like that lost coin. And they need someone to light the lamp. Someone to get the broom out. Someone to search for them. Someone to care about them. And to give the gospel to them so that they can be found. And some lost sinners are like the prodigal. They have wasted. They've ignored the goodness of God and the blessing of God, the favor of God. They've ignored it. They've went their own way, living after sin. They're enjoying the pleasures of sin in the season that they're in right now. If you go after them, it won't do any good. It won't make any difference. They're not interested in what you have to say. The only thing that will catch their attention is a crisis. It's the only thing. And when they get into that crisis, and they get to the end of themselves, and God can work in their life. Now, certainly, don't give up on them. Certainly, pray for them and be available to them like the Father with his arms open wide. I mean, he saw him afar off and ran to him. I mean, he was waiting for him. He was watching for him. He was anxious to see the prodigal come back, but he didn't pursue after him. He waited. And he trusted and he prayed that he would come. Some of you have people like that in your life that are prodigals. They've gone their own way. They're living their own life and they're enjoying the pleasure of sin during this time. What do you pray? Well, you pray, God, work in their life. And if it even means bringing them into a crisis situation, don't interfere in that. Don't try to save them from the crisis. Let the crisis do its work. And it was there in the pig pen that the prodigal son had this awakening. What am I doing here? Why am I in this place? My father's servants, I'm his son, and my father's servants have better than I have here in this terrible place. And the awakening caused him to say, I'm going to go back. He goes back repentant. He goes back humble. He goes back asking for forgiveness. He's no longer asking for position or for anything that his father, he said, I'm not worthy of any of these things. He has a complete turnaround. His heart is melted and he's recognizing his need to be back in the Father's house. Amen. Men are lost. All around us, they're lost. And only the Lord can help us to understand the lost condition that they're in. And do what we can to reach them. Amen. Really, that's a big part of what a missionary emphasis month is all about. Certainly, it's about the lost around the world. It's about the lost everywhere. If it's in your own family, if it's your own neighborhood, if it's the lost that are within your reach that you do business with or that you work with or go to school with, all around us, son. Men are lost. That's what this whole parable is about. Men are in a lost condition everywhere. And God help us to have the wisdom to know how to reach them, how to care about them, how to pray for them, and how to respond to the great need that they have. And Lord, help us to never have the attitude of the scribes and the Pharisees. We don't look down upon them. We recognize that was me. That's me. If it was not for the grace of God, every one of us lost without a Savior and needing
to come to the Lord.
May God make us all aware of the lost condition of men all around us. And unless somehow the gospel penetrates their heart, they're going to be lost for all of eternity. Amen. God, give us a burden. Give us a burden. Give us a compassion for those in their lost condition. Amen. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you, Lord, that you remind us again and again of our responsibility to the lost condition of this world. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy extended to us. Lord, that we've come to you and we have found forgiveness of sin. We have found hope in salvation through Jesus Christ. And I just pray today, Lord, if there's anybody in this meeting today that they're not certain of where they stand with the Lord, they might be like the lost sheep under the heavy load of condemnation and guilt, convicted, realizing that they don't deserve to be saved. They're lost and they just need to understand, Lord, that you care about them, you love them, and that you're searching for them and you're working in their life. Lord, awaken those even in this service today that they don't really recognize their spiritual need, but Lord, only you can do that by your Spirit. Lord, that the light would be lit and the broom would be working, searching for that lost person. Lord, do a work today. Deal with the hearts of your people, your church, Lord, and give us a renewed burden for the lost. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Could we stand, everybody, all across?